All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. Franco, Habbo, Chris Sill is even in the house finally after a two-week hiatus. And we've got none other than Jimmy Miller on the line, which probably will cause Terry Gates to chuckle. That was his nickname for Jimmy. Habbo, you want to do the intro?
Yeah, absolutely. Jimmy Miller, of course, was a Who, 82 to 85. Of course, once a Who, always a Who, but he was the regional MVP in 1984, and I think he'd be the first to say he'd like to see us have another regional MVP here in 2014, 30 years later. Jimmy, we appreciate your joining us. Let me go straight to the question on my mind. Put on your coaching hat. I think there's an excellent chance we may see Maryland again on Friday at noon. What do we have to do differently to have a different outcome on Friday?
Well, you know, I'm not so sure that Maryland gets by Florida State, to be honest with you. I feel like that game is going to be a great matchup, and Florida State has a lot to play for yet, I think. You know, they're one of those bubble teams.
Yep. I think we lost connection with Jimmy right there. You know, I think that was a Maryland fan that cut the connection off after he said that Maryland might not beat Florida State.
There must be a Maryland fan here in the studio somewhere.
You know, clearly, the 8-9 game is always expected to be a very competitive game. I hope Mr. Miller is right, because I think we match up better against Florida State. Neither is a gimme putt. I think they're both going to be very difficult games, regardless whether it's Maryland or Florida State. But I just think the Hoos have a little bit of a difficult time from a matchup standpoint against Maryland. Hopefully we'll have Jimmy back here shortly. What do you think about Florida State and Maryland?
Well, Florida State is less disciplined, probably a little bit more athletic. You know, Maryland, you know, that game's a toss-up. They're both almost mirrors. All right,
he's back. Jimmy, I think we lost you where you were talking about the possibility of Florida State maybe winning that game on Friday. But
Thursday.
I'm so focused on Virginia on Friday. I'm thinking Friday. But, let's ask the question this way then. What are the challenges of Maryland and what are the challenges of Florida State?
Well, yeah, I mean, so we know what Maryland – looks like. I mean, they had a lot to play for Sunday. They played well in the last regular season game, and we knew that, all right? And I thought Virginia still played well enough to win despite the adversity of going into that place and Maryland having a lot to play for. That being said, Florida State, I think, has a lot to play for, being kind of like a bubble team. And I think they at least have to win one, maybe two, more likely two games to you know, maybe be considered for an NCAA tournament bid. So, I think it wouldn't surprise me if Florida State were to knock off Maryland there.
Well, they split the two games during the regular season. Now, the game that Florida State won, Maryland did not have Seth Allen, and I think he makes a big difference.
Oh, he's yeah.
He had 30 some points against Florida State in the game in College Park.
Well, and he was the difference yesterday for against us. He was phenomenal, and his ability to penetrate, attack, get to the rim, make things happen, and he ended up with like 20 points, and he's a difference maker.
You know, in the game yesterday, Virginia did a good job of locking down Des Wells late in regulation that even gave the Hoos a chance to tie the game up. However, at the very beginning of overtime, he came right in and battled his way down low and got that bank shot and sort of set the tone for the overtime. Virginia has – let me ask you this question. How does Virginia get their mindset right so that when they start this game down in Greensboro on Friday, that they're meeting those challenges, whether it's Florida State or Maryland, with a good aggressive attitude at both ends of the floor?
Well, I think Coach Bennett's going to do a great job, has done a great job, and will have Virginia ready, you know, in a mindset to play. I mean, you know, one of the things that I think is, you know, now you go for a whole week without playing again. I mean, and they played, you know, they went a week without playing leading into the Maryland game, and now you've got, you know, you're not going to play again until Friday, and you know, so I think Coach Bennett is going to, you know, hey, he wants to have his guys mentally prepared to regardless of who it's going to be, and they're not going to know until 24 hours earlier, right, of who they're going to play, just to go in and attack. I think another interesting point to me, anyway, is that this is going to be a first for this Virginia team of being in the tournament as a number one seed, right? So the kind of the shift is psychologically might be a little different too for these guys, and I think Tony and his staff, you know, have to do a great job of preparing the guys to, whether you're a one seed or whether you're a sixth, seventh, or eighth seed, right, to be mentally prepared, to be in the moment, present, to do the task at hand and not kind of start looking ahead. And I think he'll do a great job with that.
I think it's going to be a spirited week of practice because my assumption is that Coach Bennett was not happy with the defensive effort yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think nothing sets him off more than that. Matter of fact, there was one timeout. I think it was in the first half.
Second half. He lit into him.
Where he was just – I've never seen him that exercised during a timeout or during a game for that matter. So he was really irritated and in the face of the players, which is, you know, un-Tony Bennett-like.
Yeah, you know, they gave up 75 points, so they're not used to doing that. And you know, I think you give Maryland a lot of credit. You know, they were their ability to attack the paint, to spread the court, force Virginia to spread their defense a little bit more maybe than they were comfortable with, and then allowing like Seth Allen to the ability to penetrate, and really, I mean, they still had a chance to win the game. And
oh, sure.
And it's an
interesting statistic to me, and I've never researched it, is how many teams that score first in overtime win. I think
there's
something psychological about getting that first basket in overtime and getting the lead. Now, obviously, some teams score first and don't win, but I would think it's fairly significantly high percentage of teams. But at any rate, Jimmy, let me ask you the other key question. What's going on with Joe Harris?
You have seats on the floor, so come on.
You know, he's just an unselfish player. And, you know, he's a great kid, and we're not talking about whether he's a great kid or not, right? I mean, he's a really good player, a really, really good player. And I think, you know, he maybe to a fault just is so unselfish that for a really good team, really great teams, I think need to have like one guy who kind of is, you know, has that selfish kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean,
well, Brogdon,
not always the case, but
Brogdon's kind of become the go-to
and
guy.
Brogdon kind of is that guy. Yeah, that's right.
But my feeling is for Virginia to play until Sunday this week and to play until April in the NCAA tournament, Joe Harris needs to be like the old Joe Harris, more so than he's been in the last few games.
And for that matter, Akil Mitchell lately has not been scoring. He played 32 minutes, Mitchell did, and scored 4 points. That's ridiculous. The other thing is, Jimmy, Darian Atkins didn't play but 3 minutes, and Toby only played 13 minutes. Shouldn't those two players, because of their offense and defensive skills right near the basket, don't you think those two guys should be getting some more minutes and maybe some more fouls? To get, you know, fouls to give, meaning let's rough some people up instead of, you know, no ticky-tack stuff. Just clobber somebody every now and then.
Well, you know, I mean,
those Maryland Virginia guys are pretty big. You got to be careful who you clobber. You know, they may clobber you back.
Well, that's okay. Come on, Jimmy.
I think if we play Maryland again, that I feel that matchup is a tough matchup. Either one of those two teams is a tough matchup. It'd be easy to look and say, you know, okay, North Carolina's going to play the winner of Pittsburgh and the Notre Dame Wake game, right? And you know, it's like I feel better if I kind of was playing Wake Forest, Notre Dame, or Pittsburgh. I don't know why, but
sure.
A part of that is, you know, so much of this game is confidence and the psyche, and Maryland has experience now of coming off saying, hey, yeah, we just beat Virginia, you know, we just played you, you know, 6-7 days ago, and we're gonna play you again now, and you know,
well,
I think it's
difficult either way because Maryland presents some matchup problems, and Florida State, the thing that scares me about that is it's hard to beat a team three times, and you know, and Florida State, as you say, they're a good basketball team with a lot of athletes, so
a lot to prove.
To beat them three times. And they may or may, I think in order to get in the tournament, they really did need to beat Syracuse. So I think for them, they would certainly have
win
at least two games, if not three games in Greensboro to get in the NCAA.
I would agree with that.
And one thing to remember, you know, Maryland lost 9 games in conference and 14 games overall, and they almost set some kind of turnover record prior to the last week.
Losses were without Seth Allen.
I understand that, but still – they do not pass the ball well. They didn't pass the ball well the other night against Syracuse at home. So, you know, to me, Virginia's got to figure out how to get back on the defensive track that they've been on. With that said, Jimmy, are you going out of the tournament, and are you taking your lovely wife?
Yeah. You know, this would be a great year, I think, to go. Unfortunately, I'm not. I'm going to be sitting at home, so I'm going to have the second best seat, and that is in front of the TV set. And watching the tournament from home.
Well, Chris Sill mentioned something about a breakfast you're having next Monday, a bracket breakfast. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, thanks for asking. We, of my many passions, two of them we're bringing together at the same time. One is this tournament that we're talking about, and that's March Madness, the NCAA tournament, March Madness. I think we all would agree it's the best sporting event in the world, coupled with helping kids. And all the proceeds that we raise at this breakfast will go directly to benefit a nonprofit organization here in town called Piedmont CASA. They're a national organization. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And quickly, what they do is they train volunteers like the three of us and your listeners on how to go into the court systems to advocate on behalf of abused and neglected children. It's perhaps the most important nonprofit organization in a community and all over the country. And so what we're doing is we're bringing people together for a breakfast that everybody will get to fill out a bracket. And we're going to have four distinguished former UVA basketball players to act as our bracketologist, if you will. So they'll be up on stage, and they're each going to be given a region to talk about the number one pick, you know, who they think will go to the Final Four, who's the upset in this region, how far will UVA go.
Jimmy, we got to go here.
Yeah.
Is there a phone number or website that our listeners here in Richmond could go to? Obviously, this event is in Charlottesville, but tell us how somebody could get additional information.
Yeah, so I would log on to pcasa.org. to learn more information about the event. It's Monday, March 17th, so it's the day after the selection Sunday, and it's at the Omni Hotel here in Charlottesville.
All right, pcasa.com. All right, well, listen.
pcasa.org.
.org, sorry. All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. We appreciate your time. We're going to go to break. We'll be back after these messages with Chelsea Shine, former women's basketball player, and also she's on the VAF staff now. Stay tuned.